This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Nuri Turkel of the Hudson Institute, the author of the new book, No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. The persecution begins in the 20th century, during the time of the Cultural Revolution. It accelerates in the early decade of the 21st century, but then the brutality is industrialized in the second decade. Nuri, working in Washington with his colleagues, bringing this to the attention of the world, has met members of government. During the Trump administration, I want to mention one particular member of the National Security Council, Matt Pottinger. What did Matt and you cook up, Nuri? How have you worked together these last years?
Thank you very much for asking that important question. You know, that that I wanted to discuss a little bit in details. When we hear the news or read about human rights abuses, oftentimes reaction is, oh, here comes another human rights problem. Oftentimes people feel distant. That may cause a silence, you know, look the other way, or even some instance, as the business community has done, feigning ignorance. In the previous administration, there are several key policymakers, officials. There's something so remarkable, which was normalizing a public, a healthy public discussion to call CCP out for what, you know, for its brutal behaviors, threats, global threats, and the genocidal policies. The Matt Pottinger and others set the stage, and also Matt Pottinger and others in the previous administration not only set the stage and helped to normalize this kind of public healthy discussion, but also did something tangible. Back in 2019, with Matt's advocacy of this policy response, the Trump administration added a significant number of China's entities into the entity list, Commerce Department's entity list. Remarkably, the entire police department in Uyghur homeland, the Chinese police entities, were added to the entity list. And one of them happened to be the one that Disneyland, Walt Disney Mulan movie credited for its assistance during the process of making that movie. That was the beginning. As of today, because of these wonderful visionary policymakers, government officials that we have in our country, the United States and seven other countries condemned the Chinese atrocities against the Uyghurs as genocide and crimes against humanity. On top of that, starting with 2019, October 2019, I saw the picture of Matt with President Trump when he signed off that decision. We have over 100 punitive sanctions announced by the United States government, including the most recent visa restriction announced by Secretary Blinken. So this is a bipartisan nightmare to the Chinese. The Chinese never thought that Trump administration and Biden administration will take a similar position. Even early in 2021, the Biden administration took the matter to Europe and highlighted this issue at the G7. And before that, there was a coordinated, concerted sanctions announced by EU, UK, Canada, and the United States. And last year, something remarkable happened, that the United States Congress passed a bipartisan, bicameral bill, Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, that was signed into law by President Trump, President Biden. Around that time, the U.S. government also announced diplomatic boycott. In retaliation, the Chinese state, the Chinese government, sanctioned me and three other commissioners that I served with. Seven out of nine commissioners that I've been have served along at U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom have been sanctioned.
And I want to mention that Nancy Pelosi appointed you to this committee, very important Commission on International Religious Freedom. And when I first learned about it, I thought, what? Nuri's hit the big time ever since, Nuri. It's wonderful because we get to speak not just of the Uyghurs, but all religious persecution.
Absolutely. You know, the beauty of being in this country and being in this role, and I always said that this only happens in America, that I was appointed by Speaker Pelosi, a Democratic leader, and I've been able to work with the Trump administration officials, including former Vice President Mike Pence, who had had me in his office to discuss these issues with me.
And on the last day of the Trump administration, something important happened. We have just about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Nuri.
Yeah, and the last day of the Trump administration, former Secretary of State Pompeo formally announced that what is happening in to the Uyghur people is a genocide and crimes against humanity. Around the same time, the incoming Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said, told the Congress that that would be his determination or judgment. And not only that, he formalized this in a number of occasions, including the annual human rights report. So this is this something relates to what is happening today to the Chinese regime, Xi Jinping, the global alliance, the bipartisan spirit in defense of democratic values, human rights, religious freedom, is a dreadful proposition. And now the world is starting to come along. Why religious freedom is so important in my job? When Speaker Pelosi's office reached out, I was so pleased. And she essentially said that, you know, I want to elevate the Uyghur cause through your work at the commission. And two, I want you to help build bipartisan coalition. We cannot tolerate this kind of behavior in Beijing.
And the place to begin is with the book, No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. Nuri Turkle is the author. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.